So you just heard a story about how hard voters have to work to fully understand the things they're voting on. You know what else leaves us confused? Municipal bonds. Look at your ballot this November or any election season, and you'll see the word bond all over it. This time around, Oakland is voting on Measure KK, a bond to fix up streets and community buildings. And San Franciscans are voting on Proposition A, a bond to repair and rehabilitate school facilities. They'll both cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and voters all over the Bay are voting on Measure RR, the $3.5 billion bond to patch up BART. This seems like a good time to ask some basic questions, like what is a municipal bond and what happens if one passes? KLW's economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas wants you to be informed.
It's election season. So, of course, I'm at the Bar El Rio in San Francisco doing what everyone loves to do over a beer, chat about municipal bonds. Do you know what a bond is?
No, but do you want me to guess?
Do you know what a bond is?
No, I don't.
I am unclear about what exactly they are. I know bonds deal with how state and local governments spend and pay for things that can cost millions, sometimes billions of dollars. Remember how Vallejo and Stockton went bankrupt? That's partially because of having to pay for bonds. But beyond that, it gets hazy. How about you? Do you understand municipal bonds? I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. Okay, we'll check back in a few minutes to see how you did. It looks like I'm probably not going to figure out what a bond is at this bar. I think we need a bond nerd to help us out.
My name is Mark Jaffe. I'm an independent public policy researcher focused on municipal finance.
Jaffe has worked with UC Berkeley's Haas Business School and with Moody's. They're the people that rate how risky bonds are. My first question for him, what the heck is a bond?
Well, a bond is a way of paying for something over a long period of time. So if we're going to build a school, we're going to get the benefit of that school for many, many years. So it doesn't seem reasonable in a way to just pay that all at once. And so maybe the school will last for 30 years, and over the same 30-year period, we're paying for the bond.
Okay, not as complicated as I thought. We're not done yet, though. But first, how did El Rio patron Dominique Piccinino do?
I know it has to do with money, and that it's not, like, all the money's not there right away. It's like an IOU kind of a thing.
It is kind of like an IOU. A bond is similar to a loan, except for a loan, you usually walk into a single big institution, like a bank, and borrow the money from them. Bonds, on the other hand, are broken up into lots of little pieces of debt, and people come buy those pieces from you at a bond sale. Do you want part of San Francisco's debt? Do you want a very safe investment that doesn't make you a lot of money, but you don't have to pay income tax on? Then a bond is for you. Okay, so once the city sells these bonds and borrows this huge chunk of money, how are they gonna pay it back? Well, there are two ways. Firstly, there are the less common revenue bonds. They pay for themselves.
So for example, let's say we want to build a bridge, and the bridge is going to generate toll revenue. That toll revenue will go to finance the bonds.
The Golden Gate Bridge itself was funded with a revenue bond.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over £7 million.
But mostly, you're probably going to see what are called general obligation bonds on the ballot. These bonds will be paid for by taxpayers, usually with property taxes. They fund big projects like fixing up school buildings, water systems, and roads. At El Rio, Leticia Huerta was close, but she missed the mark.
A bond measure,
allocating money for schools is done through bond measures.
I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, Leticia, you would pay to build a new school or fix the roof of an old one with a general obligation bond. But you're not going to use one to pay for day-to-day things, like teachers' salaries. And getting into the details of exactly how much a property owner will end up paying in property taxes is complicated. Take Prop A on the November 2008 ballot in San Francisco. It was a bond to help update the San Francisco General Hospital. If it had failed, no fixing up the hospital, no extra taxes. But it passed, meaning if you own a building in San Francisco, you will pay, on average, over the next couple decades, about $170 a year if your house is worth $500,000. And in return, you get a freshly renovated hospital. But that $170 is just an average. The actual costs will be different every year.
So when you receive your property tax bill, you'll actually see a line item for the bonds.
By 2014, the city had already sold all the bonds and done all the construction. Now, all the public has to do is use their new hospital as they slowly pay off the debt from now until 2035. Mayor Ed Lee was excited about it at the opening ceremony.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your hospital.
If you're a renter, don't worry. You'll still end up paying for that hospital, too. In San Francisco, landlords can pass 50% of these property tax increases on to tenants. But on the bright side, all those new condos being built up and down Market Street on empty lots, brand new properties mean brand new property taxes. More money to pay for bonds. And slightly less money that everyone else has to pay. Do you think the public understands bonds?
No.
If you like getting into the weeds, there are plenty more weeds to get into. There are financial details on your city's website and in your voter guide. But not all of us are municipal bond experts like Mark Joffe.
For people who don't have a financial background or maybe didn't take economics in school or whatever, you know, that's going to be more difficult. So you have to ask the questions, well, do I think $150 more on my property taxes is worth, what it's going to pay for? And how sure am I that the government that's asking for these bonds is really going to spend the money efficiently, effectively, and in the way that they say they're going to spend it?
So how did you do? Did you know what a bond was? One person I talked with at El Rio pretty much got it.
They find the richest people or whatever. It's like they get a loan from like their personal like stash of money because they're rich, right? And then they use that money to like do whatever they want to do, right? And then they have to pay the rich people back with interest or whatever, and then they get taxpayers to do that.
Good job, Allison Fragamini. You win the bond competition. Your prize? Understanding municipal finance. At El Rio, with a beer in hand, this is Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.